Many families have vacation homes or second residences that represent childhood memories and meaningful time spent together. The parents wish to pass such properties on to their children and to perpetuate that legacy with their children and grandchildren. But sharing family properties that are intended to strengthen and to unify often can create unexpected rifts. So how can families best meet these challenges while maintaining family harmony? I'm Dave Specht, the Family Dynamics National Development Manager for Wells Fargo Private Bank, and I'm joined by Suzanne Mansell, Family Dynamics Consultant with Wells Fargo Private Bank. Suzanne, we've all heard stories of family discord that may arise when siblings and cousins are put into shared ownership of a legacy family property. What are some of the main challenges, and how might they be avoided?
Well, Dave, it's quite common for families to want to pass along legacy properties to their heirs. And it's typical for them to run into challenges like agreeing on who can use the property and when to use the property. There are also different opinions when it comes to paying for maintenance or even paying for property taxes. And these are all things the next generation never had to worry about before, and they typically only remember the fun that was associated with the property. So one of the simplest things a family can do is to talk about and to create a process for how the property gets used, how it gets paid for, and how owners can sell their portion.
You're right. That does sound pretty simple, Suzanne. So what are some of the other considerations families might plan for?
The most important consideration is to decide which properties the family wants to own and manage together and which properties they do not. For example, one family we worked with had two recreational properties. They wanted their two children to enjoy the use of each of the properties, but they also didn't want to overcomplicate ownership of the property. In this instance, the mountain cabin was used frequently by the brother, and the beach house was used most often by the sister. The values of the properties were significantly different, but the family decided it would be best for the brother and sister to own the property separately, but to share usage of the other's property a couple of times per year.
So in that case, the family actually decided against shared ownership, but for shared usage, and agreed that it would be better for the relationship of their children as well as simplify the property management. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, in that case, it did make sense not to force them into shared ownership. Each could still use the properties, but would not have to consult with each other on maintenance decisions. So for families that choose to share ownership, it's crucial that current and future owners have a voice when it comes to their desires and concerns about managing the assets in the future. Creating an agreement and revisiting it regularly can help avoid some of the hard feelings that can arise from these situations.
Those are some simple but meaningful suggestions. Thanks for sharing those with us, Suzanne. To learn more, contact your Wells Fargo Private Bank relationship manager. And thank you, listeners, for joining this podcast.
This information is provided for educational and illustrative purposes only. Investment and insurance products are not insured by the FDIC or any federal government agency. Not a deposit or other obligation of or guaranteed by the bank or any bank affiliate. Subject to investment risks, including possible loss of the principal amount invested. Wells Fargo Private Bank provides products and services through Wells Fargo Bank N.A. and its various affiliates and subsidiaries. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. is a bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company. Deposit and loan products are offered by Wells Fargo Bank N.A. member FDIC. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, WFCS, and Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network, LLC, members SIPC. Separate registered broker-dealers and non-bank affiliates of Wells Fargo & Company. Copyright 2010 through 2020, Wells Fargo Bank N.A., all rights reserved, NMLSR ID 399801, Equal Housing Lender.